As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are determined to get back the gold mine which rightfully belongs to their foundling baby, and which has apparently fallen into the hands of an aunt of the baby. Squire Kemp has promised to get a lawyer to handle the case for them. And while the old fellows are waiting to hear from Squire on this matter, they're going ahead with plans for running the gold mine for the baby until he's old enough to handle it himself. As we look in on our little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot'em Down store and library.
That's our ring. I'll get it, Abner. I'm right here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Library. L. Edwards, gold mine president talking.
President?
Yes, Mom.
Hmm.
All right, box of soda cracker.
That's a new one.
Bucket of lard. 3 bars of soap.
How'd he get to be president?
Anything else now, Miss Barton? All right, much obliged to you. Yes, Mom, this afternoon. All right. Goodbye. Mom? Oh, goodbye.
Mom, how did you get to be president of the gold mine?
Just a minute here, Abner.
Huh?
I was aiming on explaining it to you later on, but I may as well tell you. See, I figure somebody's got to be president till a baby gets old enough to take it over himself.
Yeah, but how come you figured you was the one to do it?
Well, after running through a long list of names, I come to the conclusion that I was about the only one fella we know that was smart enough to handle the job and could be trusted at the same time.
Well, how about me? I know I can trust me.
Yeah, but it takes more of an executive type of a fella, though, Abner.
Well, I'm a executive type, I believe, Long.
No, you ain't. You can't even say the word good. Besides, I've already pinted myself, so that's that.
Well, here, you can't go pint yourself president or something you don't even own. That mine belongs to the baby.
Well, I'm his guardian, ain't I?
Not official, you ain't.
Well, all right, then. What do you want to do? Vote on it?
Yes, sir. That's what I want to do. Vote. Give myself a chance. Wait a minute, though. It'll just keep coming out of tile like it always does when me and you vote on something, Long.
Well, it won't this time, because there'll be 3 of us voting.
3?
We'll get the baby in on this.
The baby?
Well, hey, sure. As long as he owns the mine, he ought to have a vote on it.
Well, law me, a baby can't vote, Long. He can't write down who he wants for president.
Well, of course he can, but in cases like this, the guardian always does the voting for him. And as long as I'm the baby's guardian.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna let you do that and get 2 votes to my 1. I don't, because we'll just study up some other way to vote, fine.
Don't think there is any other way.
Well, we might take a stand and vote. Little Charlie can stand by himself.
Stand by himself?
Why, sure. He sort of hangs on, but he can stand up.
Yeah, but he wouldn't know when to stand and when to sit.
Yeah, well, I don't know no other way, then. Except by secret ballot. No. I don't think he knows no secret.
No, that wouldn't be fair, because he's been living over at your place, and natural, he's more used to you now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to do, them secret ballots. I don't reckon he knows no secrets or what they do in that secret ballot.
Of course, there's one way we might do it, and that's get a disinterested party to vote for him.
Huh?
A disinterested party. That's a fella that ain't for or again either side. So they get him to do the voting for somebody that can't do his own voting. Basically, that's what I think it is.
Well, is that legal?
Of course it's legal. Lots of big business deals is handled that way.
Yeah, huh?
Well, sure.
Well, whereabouts do you find these disinterested fellas at?
What's coming in?
Wonderful
world.
Oh, howdy, Cedric. Come on back.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
What can we do for you? Wait a minute. Cedric, are you disinterested?
Mom?
Are you disinterested?
Yes, Mom, I believe I am. Been sort of disinterested ever since Clarabel started going with Gomer Bates.
Is she still going with him?
Yes, Mom, but I don't care. I'm a woman hater now, I think.
Well, how about it, Lum? Will Cedric do?
Yeah, I reckon so. Cedric, old boy, do you want to help us elect a president for the gold mine?
Well, how old do I have to be?
Well, it don't matter, Cedric. You just have to be disinterested, that's all. How about using these grocery slips here to vote on, Lum?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Pull them up when we get through writing on them, though.
Yeah.
So others can't see how you're voting. Go ahead and take one, Cedric. You got a pencil?
Yes, Mom, I'm going to stub here.
Well, you sure now it's legal for Cedric to vote for somebody else this way long?
Why, sure. Hurry up and write down your vote, Abner.
Yeah.
Cedric, you know, he's an executive type around here, don't you? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, there's mine. It's all done. You done yet, Cedric?
Just about. I ain't sure how to spell this, though.
Huh?
Well, you know how to spell, you know how to spell.
Yeah, don't forget to fold it up now, Cedric.
No more. There. Is that pulled it all right, Mr. Edmund?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. All right, now hurry up, tell him. Dog, I'm jumping nervous at a rabbit's nose.
Yeah, here we go. We soon find out about it. One vote for Al Edwards. Well, good for me. One vote for Abner Peabody. You ought to learn to write better, Abner.
Well, I was in a hurry. Read the other, and this will decide it right here.
And one vote for disinterested.
Huh?
For goodness sake, Cedric, you wasn't supposed to write that down. Now I got to vote all over again.
Well, that's what I thought you told me I was.
Well, you are, Cedric, but you're supposed to actually vote for somebody. You're taking little Charlie's place. You're voting for him.
Oh, for him. Oh, I see. I reckon I got mixed up there.
Yeah.
Body would think I was ignorant, wouldn't it?
Well, they might. Here, everybody take another slip now. We'll do this over again.
Yeah.
Mom, I think I can get it right this time, I believe.
Yeah. Abner Peabody. There, I wrote it better on this one, Mom.
Well, don't tell everybody who you're voting for.
Oh, I forgot a secret. Yeah. You done yet, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Gotta fold it up, so.
Well, hurry up, fold it. Give it to Mom. And don't be, I'm getting anxious to see how this comes out.
Well, you know, in just a second. One vote for Al Edwards. One vote for Abner Peabody. And one vote for...
Well, go on.
For Mr. Charlie.
Charlie? Well, you can't vote for him, Cedric. He's too young to be president of a gold mine. That's why we're having this election.
Well, you told me I was supposed to vote for him.
Yeah, but we never meant it that away, Cedric.
No.
You're just doing the baby's voting for him because he's too little to do it for himself.
Sure.
You got to vote for... for somebody like me, for instance.
Yeah, or like me, Cedric.
Here. Maybe I better give you some instructions, Cedric, so you'll know exactly what to do. Lean your head over here.
Mom,
yeah.
What are you whispering to him now? What are you telling him? Mom?
Just the instructions, all. Got that straight now, Cedric?
Just a moment, leave your head.
All right, then everybody take another slip of paper.
Oh, hey, gentlemen.
Hello, Squire. Come on back. Did you get a hearing from that...
I'll write your vote now on the paper there.
Squire?
What's that, Lom?
Did you get a hearing from that outfit, them lawyers?
Yes, I did, Lom. A letter came this morning. I believe I had some good news for you men, too.
Well, good. Did he say that
he... Didn't you want a vote, Lom?
Don't bother him, Mr. Abner. I know what he wants us to do.
He do?
Yeah. Come on over in the corner and I'll explain it to you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go someplace and stop interrupting here. Did the lawyer say he'd take the case, Squire?
Well, yes, he did, Lum. However, there's one thing. B.W. wrote me that, by the way, his name is Blimwell W. Blair. But we always called him B.W. back in law school.
For short.
Yes, B.W. Wrote me that he looked into this case briefly, and he discovered that it'll be an uphill battle on him.
Uphill battle?
Yes, that's what he said.
We'll have to fight out with him.
Well, it seems that this sister has already established quite a strong claim for the mine. And I'm afraid you'll have a tough fight on your hands, Lum.
Well, I don't care how tough it is. We'll fight it out anyway. We'll win, too.
Well, that's the spirit.
That baby's going to get his mind back. I'm bound and determined he is.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Lum. However, in view of this unfavorable aspect of the case, B.W. says that he'll have to devote most of his time to it, of course, and... Well, therefore, Lum, he would like a small retainer fee in advance of, about
$500. $500?
Yes, that's what he said.
Oh, granny, he and Abner ain't got that much right now. And it'll take us a little while to raise it.
Well, that's too bad, Lum. I'll tell you what I'll do. Lum, I'm willing to put up the money and, well, you can pay me later.
Oh, no, we couldn't ask you to do nothing like
that. Oh, cut. Be glad to do it, Lum. I've come off fairly well in a couple of real estate deals recently, not easily. How about it, Lum?
Well, I would like for that lawyer to get started right away, but
Well, it's a deal, Lum. Just consider it a deal. The matter's closed. I'll go back to the place and that right BW and tell him to get right on the case, get things started.
Well, at least let me sign a note or I owe you or something.
Why, that's ridiculous, Lum. We're old friends. I know I can trust you, Lum. And I'll report to you just as soon as I hear something further from BW.
Yeah, I wish you would. And much obliged, Squire. You don't know how much we appreciate it.
Oh, cut. You know me, Lum. Always glad to help an old friend. Well, I'll be seeing you again soon. So long.
Yeah, so long, Squire. Hey, that Squire's all right after all, ain't he, Abner? Abner, where are you?
Over here with Sandy.
Oh. Did you just hear what Squire's going to do first?
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm on a good mind to find him something when we get the mine back. Maybe vice president or something. I don't know.
Well, you can't go around fighting folks, Lon. The president does that.
Well, natural.
And you ain't president because you just now lost the election.
What election?
Huh?
You can't hold no legal election without me.
Yes, we can. You told us we could. Or you told Cedric.
Well, I never done no such a thing.
You did, Donnie. First, you told Cedric to vote for the baby, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I did.
And then you whispered to him and told him to vote for you.
Huh?
So that's what he done. Voted for both of you. And here's how it come out. One vote for Abner Peabody, two votes for Cedric Weehunt.
For Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I never thought I'd grow up to be a president of a gold mine.